Welcome to another installment in the Azure Education Series, Detecting a Cyber Attack with the Microsoft Operations Management Suite. I'm Tony Sims, a Cloud Infrastructure and Security Technical Specialist with Microsoft. Let's start off by looking at some of the security challenges that organizations are facing today. We see that threats are on the rise, both traditional threats, new threats like nation-state attacks and corporate espionage. We see that environments have gotten more complex. They include cloud, hybrid, multiple locations, users with different types of devices, multiple devices. And we know that security talent is scarce. So what are some ways that we can address these threats? In addition to having great personnel, we need to look at having tools that help us detect security risks and threats across your environment. These tools need to provide holistic security across different types of platforms and locations. They need to have intelligent threat detection, and they need to allow us to have rapid investigation into attacks that have occurred. Let's drill into one such tool provided by Microsoft. So we're going to look at the Log Analytics Security Solution, which is part of the Operations Management Suite. Let's start off with a drill down into the architecture. So the Log Analytics workspace resides in Azure. You have your systems in your environment. They could be on-prem, they could be private cloud, they could be public cloud, Linux, Windows, doesn't matter. And we also have various security tools already in place in that environment. We're going to collect data from all these different sources. So those sources could be your servers, they could be network devices via syslog, they could come from Office 365, Azure, et cetera. We're going to bring that into the Log Analytics workspace. We're going to apply normalization and enrichment to that data. In addition to just consuming that data into the workspace, we're also going to inject machine learning and knowledge from our threat intelligence feed. So we'll talk more later about something called the Intelligent Security Graph, which is essentially Microsoft's threat intelligence feed. We also provide IP to geo mapping. So as we see traffic coming in and out of your environment, we can look at the IP addresses that are communicating and determine if those are known malicious IP addresses, and we can give you geolocation on where they're coming from or going to. Additionally, we're feeding this data into a detection engine, which we'll drill onto in just a second. That detection engine will work in conjunction with other tools you have in place to detect these attacks. So it doesn't require any additional software other than the Microsoft monitoring agent that we use natively for Log Analytics. When you want to take a look at that data or analyze the data that we've built into Log Analytics, you can grab that data from the actual web UI. You can look at it via a mobile application that runs on all platforms. You can use the API to send it to maybe another tool. You can export the data out via Excel or Power BI, and you can also alert via email, webhooks, or even Azure Automation. Let's look at the Detections Factory. So the Detections Factory is where a lot of our value is applied in our solution. So this is where we take data from our Intelligent Security Graph. And you can think of this Intelligent Security Graph as a compilation of machine learning and AI applied to all the telemetry data and signals intelligence that Microsoft receives. So if you think about all the emails going through Office 365, all the logons into Azure Active Directory, even services like Xbox, Hotmail, et cetera, that see attacks. We also are able to analyze data from the malicious software removal tool, from Microsoft Intune. All these different sources provide intelligence that goes into this detections engine. And then we apply AI and machine learning to that intelligence, which we can then use to build algorithms to detect threats. So it isn't signature-based. It's actually looking at tactics, techniques, and procedures, patterns that the threat uses to detect these attacks as they occur in your environment. The other nice thing about this, because it's a cloud solution, is if we see some new type of threat out there, we can feed that into the intelligent security graph, which feeds all of our tools. So not just Log Analytics, but also Defender, ATP, and Windows, Office 365, Advanced Threat Protection, all these various security tools that Microsoft has. Let's take a look at our target network. So this is what we're going to use to demonstrate the value of the Operations Management Suite. So I built a environment that we're going to then run different pen tests against to detect in Log Analytics. The systems are running Server 2008 R2 SP1, Windows 7 SP1. These systems are configured in such a way that we can run these attacks without having to go through a lot of hoops. So the firewalls are turned off, Windows updates haven't been applied, remote desktop is turned on, WinRM is enabled, file sharing and network discovery are turned on, no antivirus is installed, and PowerShell scripts are set to unrestricted. So I hope this isn't like your production environment. This is really meant to be a vulnerable environment that we can then run our attacks against. Now, the tools we're going to use for attacks include Kali Linux. Kali Linux is available up in the Azure Marketplace. If you haven't seen Kali Linux, it's a compilation of different pen testing hacking tools in a specific Linux distribution. So it's a great tool for being able to understand vulnerabilities within your environment. What we're going to do is run a tool called Armitage that connects to Metasploit running on Kali. We're going to do that from our Client 1 system. And we're making the assumption that Client 1's already been breached. We have to have a system on the network that we can then attack from. And so that'll be our foothold in the network. Now let's go over our plan of attack. So here's our network. First, we're going to conduct a simulated phishing attack on Client 2. Once we've gained access to Client 2, we're going to steal server admin's credentials. So we're making the assumption that they're not using good cyber hygiene and somebody's logging on to a workstation with server access credentials. So we're going to steal those credentials. Then we're going to conduct a reconnaissance on the network to discover other systems and other information we might want to use to attack systems in the environment. We're going to pivot to server 1. Gain access to server 1, steal domain admin credentials. So we're going to again make the assumption that somebody logged onto the server with a set of domain admin credentials, which we can then take off of that system to pivot to DC1. Once we've gotten access to DC1, we essentially own the network. We're going to establish persistence within the domain. So that's our plan of attack. Enough looking at slides. Let's actually see how this works. So you're looking at Armitage. Armitage is running on our Client 1 machine. It's connected to the Kali Linux system. Armitage basically gives us a nice GUI on top of Metasploit. It makes it easier for somebody like myself who doesn't really know a lot about conducting pen tests to use these tools. So the first thing we're going to do is enumerate some DNS information. And so we go into the host menu, we select DNS enumerate, we put in our domain name, which is domain.local, and we execute that command. And what that's done is discovered more information about these systems. Let's look at the services running on this system, and we can see that it's a 2008 R2 box. So we'll note that. Now let's look at another system. And lo and behold, we found the domain controller. So we're going to note that. That's our target for today that we're going to attempt to exploit. Now we'll go into Advanced Threat Analytics, which is running on the network. So Advanced Threat Analytics is being monitored by Log Analytics, and we can see that it detected the reconnaissance via DNS. Because it's being monitored by OMS, if we go into the OMS portal and we go into Security and Audit, we will see a detection. And so there's our detection for suspicious activity. And we can see the same information that came from Advanced Threat Analytics. So this is a great way to compile the detections from these various systems. So now that we have information about our network and what we want to go after, let's set up our phishing attack. So this is really simple. Inside of Metasploit and Armitage, we're going to stand up a web server that is going to deliver an exploit onto our vulnerable system. Phishing attacks are still the number one vector that the threat is using to breach your environment. So it's very important that you use tools to protect against those attacks. So we've stood up our web server. Let's go to client two, and we're going to open up what would be a phishing email. And we can see that there's a link here, and our victim's going to click on that link. And we can see that something has occurred in the browser. It looks just like a browser error. If we go back to client one, we can see that the lightning bolts indicate that we now own client two. So we now have breached that particular system, and we can then conduct more attacks against it. So the first thing we're going to do is open up an interpreter shell, which is going to allow us to run commands directly on that system. Now let's look at some other information. So we type sysinfo, we can see what system it is, what domain it's joined to, etc. We can also go in and we can look at the files on the system. So we can browse the file system. And if we wanted to, we could upload files. We'll see this later on. So there's the Windows directory. And if I wanted to steal information out of there, I could close that out. Let's look at the processes running on the system. So this makes it very easy to go in and escalate privileges, inject into a process, to kill a process. Say we wanted to kill antivirus, we could do that, steal the token, etc. First thing we need to do is get out of the IE process. So we're going to run migrate-f, which is going to migrate us basically into Notepad. So we've moved out of the IE process. Even if they had closed the browser, we would have still had access to the system, but we'll go ahead and close that browser out. And you notice it shows up as an error, so the user would just think, hey, something bad happened on my machine. And we'll clean up the screen a little bit. Now let's look at the OMS portal. If this had been a real phishing attack, it would have shown up in threat intelligence. Here's a screenshot of what a real phishing attack would look like in threat intelligence. So it would have given us geolocation and a percentage of how accurate that intelligence is. Now we're going to set up for the next phase. There's a new capability coming in OMS that's going to allow us to track changes within the registry. Now, this is primarily part of the change tracking solution, but we're going to use it as a security solution because the way that the threat will gain persistence on a system is add to the run key. So what you can see is we can monitor the run key by simply checking a box. So now what this is going to do is detect any changes to that particular key. And we'll go into change tracking and see where this shows up. Now, this is where I was preparing for the demo and made some changes to the run key. And so you can see it shows up in change tracking. So now that we have this query, everything in Log Analytics is a query, we can then use that query to build rules, to build alerts. So I've created an alert that will fire if I see a change to that key. And I've titled it possible persistence. So if we see a change, it's going to alert us that somebody may be doing something malicious. Now, I also am going to add it to notable issues. Now, you don't have to customize notable issues, but you can. And so what I did is when I created that search, and we'll go ahead and type that in to see that. So let's go ahead and enter some information, and you'll see where all I did was create a search and then add it to security critical notable issues. And now that will show up inside of security and audit as a notable issue. And we'll look at where I was preparing for the demo. You can already see that. But we're going to set up, change our search time frame, and we'll trigger that again. So all we have to do is right-click, select Access, and say Persist. This is going to bring up another one of those nice little wizards, Don't have to change anything in here. All I have to do is select launch. That's how easy it is. And so what that's doing is going to client two and adding to the run key some code that will fire every time that person logs in. Now we've gone into processes, and we're going to escalate to system. So I'm going to select the LSAS process, and I'm just going to say migrate. And that's going to elevate my permissions to system. So we'll see that change here in a minute inside of Armitage. We'll go back to the OMS portal, and we can see that our possible persistence notable issue has fired, and we can go and look at that query. We can see where the VB script was added to start when the person logs into the system. So we can see that change. So if you think about how you would do this today, you'd have to access that manually, and you'd have to really be doing some investigation on a system to be able to catch that change to the registry. Now let's steal some credentials. So we're going to load Mimikatz, and that's just a credential theft tool for pass the hash attacks. We're going to type a command inside our meterpreter window that's going to dump the credentials off that system. So you can see there's server admin, and there's the hashes for server admin. So we're just going to put that in Notepad. And we're going to put it in a format that we can then use later on. So that's why I'm formatting it that way. So we'll copy and paste that out. It's a little bit scary how easy this is. And I taught myself how to do all this. So now we have a full hash that we could then use in a pass the hash attack, which we'll use later on. Let's go to our server one box. Now we're going to use those credentials that we captured to access server one. So I'm going to go ahead and type in the username. I'm going to paste in my hash. I'm going to put in the domain name. And I'm going to select launch. And that'll take just a second to run. Once that's finished executing, you notice the lightning bolts on the system. We now have gained access to server one. Let's go ahead and put some persistence on server one. So we're going to run our persist command again, which is going to update the registry on that system with an auto run. Now, one of the capabilities within Armitage is this concept of pivoting. It gives us a view of how our attack is progressing. So I'm going to go ahead and execute that. While we're finishing that up, what we're going to do next is go into the OMS portal and look at our attack. So when we logged into server one, we used some PowerShell to get into that system, which is a common attack vector these days. People like to use PowerShell because it's on our systems. And so when we go in, and that's relatively hard to detect. So let's go into the OMS portal and see. So we see that suspicious PowerShell was detected. So this is a big deal that we can actually detect PowerShell executing on that system. So we can see what was run on that system to gain access. So that's another great way to detect an attack on our servers. Now that we own server one, we need to do some more reconnaissance on our network. So what we're going to do is leverage Metasploit to do some enumeration of different information on the domain. So this is using the SMB protocol. So we're going to put our domain controller address in here. We're going to enter some information about the domain. Now we're going to fill in our password. Now one of the cool things about Metasploit is since we used that pass the hash already, now it's stored. So all I have to do is double click. I don't have to do any kind of cut and paste. And I will launch that attack. So when I executed that, that activity is going to trigger advanced threat analytics. And so what we should see in just a second is unusual protocol implementation. So we detected that pass the hash type activity using ATA. Now let's try to find some user information. So we're going to run another enumeration against the domain controller. So we'll pick our server admin credentials. Now that attack failed, but it still was detected by ATA as a directory services enumeration. Let's go into the OMS portal and look at the activity. So we'll refresh that. And now we can see suspicious activity. So this is our first suspicious activity, unusual protocol implementation. So we see that is detected within the portal. We'll go back. We'll refresh that again. And now we see our second suspicious activity hit. And there's our directory services enumeration. So again, showing the integration and the value of these two security products for detecting attacks on your network. So now we're going to conduct an RDP brute force attack. So we're going to execute that. When we go into the portal, we're actually going to see the brute force attack. We're going to be able to see how many times they attacked, what type of RDP tool they used to attack into our system. So let's jump over to the OMS portal. We're going to go back 7 days. That's when we did this demo. We'll see our brute force attack, and you can see the information. Now let's reset for the next step. Now we need to capture the domain admin's credentials. We're going to use WCE to open a command prompt to server admin. Then once we have that, we're going to use PSExec out of the sysinternals tool to get a remote shell on the server one system to get domain admin. Once we have that shell open, behind the scenes, I had already uploaded WCE to this system, so we're going to run that remotely. So we'll run WCE-L, which will show us the domain admin's credentials. Now let's see what OMS saw. So you notice we go into the OMS portal and we see a suspicious use of name pipe communications. This is where we executed PSExec against that system. So we were able to detect that malicious activity again using OMS and log analytics. So now that we have domain admin credentials, let's go ahead and access the domain controller. We'll right click on it. We'll select login and we'll use PSExec again to log in. We'll put the credentials in that we need to get access to the domain controller. We'll populate the domain and run our exploit. And you'll notice lightning bolts on the domain controller. So we now have control of DC1. If we go back into ATA, we will notice that it detected the remote execution attempt. Now let's go over to the OMS portal and see what showed up in the OMS portal. So we'll refresh that screen. And you'll see suspicious process execution activity. And if we drill into that, we'll see more details on the activity that we conducted from server one. Now let's gain some persistence on the domain controller. Because we have access, we can just open a command shell on the domain controller. Once we've done that, we can use simple net commands, just like we would if we were an administrator, to add Evil Vlad to the domain. So we're going to go ahead and add a user account. Now, when we execute that, it actually crashed the command shell inside of Armitage. So we'll have to open another command shell. Now we're going to add the Evil Vlad user account to domain admins. We'll execute that command, and that executed successfully. Let's go look at the domain controller. We go into the domain controller, we go to Active Directory Users and Computers, and we'll see that Evil Vlad does now have an account. And if we go into our domain admins group, we'll see that Evil Vlad is now a domain admin. And just to take it one step further, let's have Evil Vlad log in to the DC. And so Evil Vlad was able to log in locally to our domain controller. We essentially now own the domain. Now let's go back to the OMS portal. What we see inside of OMS is that we detected Vlad's user account being created. And that's a pre-built notable issue, as well as if a user account is added to a security group. So we would be able to very quickly understand that a new account was created and it was added to a security group. We can also go in and look at successful logon attempts. A lot of folks focus on failed logon attempts, but in certain scenarios, it makes more sense to look at successful logon attempts to see if somebody actually gained control of a system. So let's go over what we saw in the demo. We saw a phishing attack on client 2. This would have been detected through our threat intelligence. After we stole server admin's credentials, established persistence via the registry key, which would have been detected. We then conducted some reconnaissance on the network, both DNS and SMB, which would have been detected by advanced threat analytics and passed to the log analytics portal. We then pivoted to server 1 via PowerShell, which was detected. We also triggered a detection via NamePipe. When we stole domain admin's credentials, WCE was detected. We pivoted to DC1. We attempted this the first time via brute force RDP attack, which was detected. Then we used PSExec, command prompt, and PowerShell to attack DC1, which was also detected. When Evil Vlad created his account on the domain and added it to domain admins, this was also detected. So hopefully what you've seen today is the power of using the cloud as a security tool to enhance your environment. I hope you found today's session useful and interesting, and I recommend you go to microsoft.com/OMS and check out the solution for yourself. Thanks, and have a great day.